tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.
Hello. In the traditional motion picture story, the villains are usually defeated. The ending is a happy one. I can make no such promise for the picture you're about to watch. The story isn't over. You and the audience are part of the conflict.
One more real quick. Paul, Wildcard 2, come on the line from Yuba City, California, and talk to us for just a minute, because that's about all we have.
Thanks for having me on. The way I look at this is that basically, as the president, we have a hybrid. We have somebody who grew up with Frank Marshall Davis, who's a communist, and also with the anti-colonial edge, which is directly linked back to the Muslim Brotherhood, which is directly linked back to the Nazis. And what we have is somebody who's a national socialist. And you can see how he drives his agenda. Also, as the president, he has been linked directly to the Muslim Brotherhood. And, you know, if you take a look at Benghazi, which is now turning out to be nothing more than Fast and Furious on steroids over in Europe, you know, you've got a president here who's got a clear agenda. His behavior patterns, all the things that have been going on with all the school shootings, all that stuff fits the same thing as what you saw in Hitler's Germany. And he's basically using the same tactics that Hitler used to take over Germany. It's being applied here in the United States.
That's an interesting point. Thank you very much for the call, Paul.
I know some people want me to bypass Congress and change the laws on my own.
It is the agenda for the 21st century you're living in today. For a brave new world where everything that you cherished and held true will no longer exist.
The original Constitution, I think it is an imperfect document, and I think it is a document that reflects some deep flaws.
And that would authorize him to use the military to arrest people in the United States who, in the president's opinion, are enemies of the country.
You'll find that they've also asked for the right to imprison farmers who wouldn't keep books as prescribed by the federal government. The Secretary of Agriculture asked for the right to seize farms through condemnation and resell them to other individuals. And contained in that same program was a provision that would have allowed the federal government to remove 2 million farmers from the soil.
New government Republicans and Democrats were busy shredding the last vestiges of the Constitution. They're talking about inserting the army into domestic law enforcement. The homeland is part of the battlefield, and people can be held without trial, whether an American citizen or not.
I have been often to, the mothership in New York City, but it's good to have an outpost of the council right here down the street from the State Department. We get a lot of advice from the council, so this will mean I won't have this far to go to be told what we should be doing and how we should think about the future.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle with Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
Well, hello and welcome to Agenda 21 Radio. This is the radio show that is stopping totalitarianism one exceptional American at a time. And the question is, are you that exceptional American that I'm talking about? I suspect you are. So welcome to the show. A lot of things going on, as you can very well tell. It's always that way here on Agenda 21 Radio. Please visit our website, agenda21radio.news. That's agenda21radio.news. And also, newcaliforniastate.com, newcaliforniastate.com. Now, if you want to have freedom and liberty, and if you believe in the First Amendment for yourself, so that you won't be censored, so you won't be taken down, then it's Right to Voice, righttovoice.com, the number two, voice.com, as your alternative to Facebook and YouTube. You'll go to Right to Voice, R-I-G-H-T, the number two, voice.com, and you'll see exactly what I'm talking about. On our website, agenda21radio.news, a big red R. Just, you know, go right to the big red R and click on it and advance yourself. And be assured your right to a voice, Right to Voice, will be assured. Okay, a lot of things going on, and of course, this hour, we're kind of going to be talking a little bit about California things and stuff like that. things of that nature, because it's pretty obvious that things are happening in California, and they spread to other places. And, you know, I was in a meeting last night. I had to travel quite a ways, and it's kind of interesting. You know, you get a lot of things done. You know, nowadays, you got your cell phones, you got your tablets. You don't need a radio in your car. I hate to break it. Or now the radio people. I mean, the car manufacturing companies have figured this one out, and a lot of the newer cars have all the digital features and so on of digital radio. That's why Red State Talk Radio, which is what you're hearing us on right now this morning, live. And by the way, you can call in if you want to. The call-in line is 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK, 867-8255. 215-867-8255. And we'll put you on the air. Yeah, you kind of tell us what you want to talk about, though, and we'll get that all straightened out for you. 867-8255, area code 215-TOP-TALK. Okay, so California is leading the way once again in something else. Now, this is kind of interesting. I'm going to explain it to you because I'll show you how it works. I guess there's been some hearings that are going on about California advancing bill to change the standard for police to use deadly force. Right, here you go. Now, of course, there's a system going on in California. So don't be fooled, and don't let this infection hit you out there in the hinterlands. Everybody says, well, California's written this legislation. Let's follow that one. Don't be Californicated. I put this warning out to everybody in the other states. Don't be Californicated. What goes on in California is complete disruption of the Republican form of government. Let's put that out to you. It's the destruction of the Republican form of government in the United States is what this whole thing is about. These people are shameful people in the legislature. They're despicable human beings for the most part. And to know them and to understand them, it's appalling, especially those on the left. It's appalling what kind of human beings they are. And they want to destroy everything about our country. They hate our country. They hate it. That's just the way they roll. They are not good people, at least as far as we're concerned as Americans. And we need to put that into perspective. I'm telling you that. This is evil that's happening in the state legislature of California. And we can't, you know, it's like putting lipstick on a pig. Hello. Where's Sarah Palin when you need her, right? That's my point. We just have to call it like it is because they are passing evil legislation. When they want to take your Bible away from you, when all these people are supporting abortion on demand, I mean, all the things that go along with that. When they're, of course, what a fine state California has turned into because you have this overbearing legislature. Now, they deserve to be shamed, every one of them. Kevin DeLeon, all the way down, they're communists, most of them. And they believe in the communist ideology, and they want to destroy. They hate America. They absolutely hate America and hate the governance system in California. They hate American citizens. That's why you have this citizen replacement feature going on with illegal foreign nationals that are invading California and being promulgated, promoted by the governor and his monoparty system. So we have a dictatorship here in California. Venezuela is not far behind it, and people are waking up and figuring this out. But the people behind all this in the legislature, which you've got, you know, you've got a, you're supposed to have a three-party process here. You've got the judiciary, you've got the legislature, and you've got the executive. And they're supposed to be co-equal, let's see, the co-equal partnership here, power-sharing thing, right? Co-equal powers, but they're not. And what's happened in California is the California legislature has been relegated to the bottom. They're the last ones to be responsive to the people, and they should be the first ones. That's the way the founding fathers wanted it. Was it your assembly or in your houses and your legislatures in your states? It's either some have assemblies, some have house representatives and that sort of thing, like our federal government. They're supposed to be those closest in touch to the people. And that's why we the people mean something because, you know, like when we go forward to the legislature, we're going to the assembly first because they're the ones that are supposed to be most in touch to the people. And then we'll progress to the state senate. We won't involve the governor because the governor is irrelevant in the process. It's mano a mano, citizens to citizens, the citizen representatives, the people that are supposed to be our servants. They're the ones. So anyway, with that in mind, it's upside down in California. The legislature is way in the far back. Oh no, it's the really the governor is the focus of and he's your liaison. That's who we're supposed to be responsive to. He's the dictator, right? Then you have the judiciary in California, which is completely corrupt. And then you have the other end of the corruption, which is very few legislators to really represent the 40 million people. You need a lot more legislators, obviously, but the Constitution has been beaten down in California, so that does not happen. So you get these crazy wacko laws that come up. And everybody, you know, Mr. Penn, somebody remember Penn. So what happens is that the legislature becomes a lackey for the dictator. You guys pass a law down here because you got control of the legislature. You know, the legislature is dominated, a majority of people there are Democrats and so on, and they're going to sing the same tune because they're all communists. And then you got a lot of these Republicans that have just caved and folded over into them because they, you know, it's kind of like a high school down there. It really is. Who's the most popular? The most popular charismatic is, you know, rather than real people, even on the, you know, there used to be Democrats who used to really believe in the whole democratic process. They were real Democrats. The ones we have now are not. They're legislative terrorists, and they don't like you or me or any American citizen. That's their objective, is to destroy this country. Very, very clear on that one. So they pass laws. One day they pass, they'll take it up. They'll run it through a committee the next, and then they'll send it off to the Senate if it starts in the Assembly, and they'll run it through a committee, and then within a week, you know, they got a law. Just put that law right down on the desk of Jerry Brown. I mean, you can do that because they've got an 11-month legislative cycle. Is there any wonder why the California legislature is so corrupt and the whole system in California is upside down? They're legislating into oblivion the state of California. Because every time a law is passed, there's more taxes. There's more restrictions. There's more dictatorship. That's the way the system works. We'll be back. You're listening to Agenda 21 Radio.
Well-regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill retail pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
He's undoing the U.S., one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
So now that we've gotten through the California legislature and what this is all about and why it's so corrosive and erosive to America, and hopefully, you know, you can talk to your legislators down there and make sure that in your states that you're not following along with anything that goes on in California through the legislature. Please save yourself the problems. Of course, I know all the liberals. I mean, it's interesting when you go around the states and you start really connecting the dots and start talking to people, you find out in Illinois it's the same, and, you know, New York it's the same, and all these runaway, you know, wild crazies that are running around. But Adam Housley's got a report here from Fox News, and I want to kind of walk you through it a little bit because there's some details in here that that I think need explaining. And it's not about Adam's report because he's spot on. He's an excellent reporter, and I like a lot of things he says about California and what's really going on. He's really in touch. So we're going to get through this here real quick, and here we go.
The possible implications are far-reaching as California lawmakers are considering to change the standard of police use of deadly force, and it's pitting lawmakers against law enforcement here in the Golden State. Now, the possible change to the reasonable force standard, as it's been updated on, hasn't been updated in California since 1872. It's being led by lawmakers in response to the March 18th killing of Stephen Clark in Sacramento. Police officers shot him when they mistook a cell phone for a handgun. A state Senate committee advanced a plan that would let police officers openly fire only in situations of imminent and serious injury of possible death to an officer or another person. This would change the existing standard of reasonable fear, where police can use the deadly force if the officers believe they have reason to fear for their safety. Now, the bill in part says this bill would limit the use of deadly force as defined by a peace officer to those situations where it's necessary as defined to prevent imminent and serious bodily injury or death to the officer or to another person. Now, again, that's just part of this. As you might imagine, law enforcement in the Golden State against this, saying it's going to cause more problems. I did look up some numbers here for you, Sandra, as well. In 2016, which are the last numbers that we have, there were 157 suspects killed here in California, and there were 11 police officers killed as well. Law enforcement says that if this does pass here, it will change the standard in other places across the country and also make their lives more difficult and dangerous here as they have interactions with suspects. Sandra.
Adam House.
Okay, so that's my point. You heard what Adam said. It's going to change it in the country, too. And I'm sensitive to the fact that there's been more police shootings. And I have a feeling that a lot of these so-called more police shootings, if you're looking at the standard by which a police shoots someone in training, I think you might want to look at that first before, look internally before you start looking at changing the laws about, you know, when to shoot a suspect and so on. That's my opinion. I think that when you take a look at the numbers there, and especially California, especially where you have a lot of gang-affiliated areas, that split second that a cop has to make a decision, it is gone. You've gone from a split to a 0 second. No response. I mean, he's going to have to, police officer is going to have to be more cautious, if you will. And, of course, that number, you heard 157 suspects, you know, to a lot of these people that are involved with the people that are involved with this legislature, you know, they'd just as soon see dead cops. You know, they hate cops, most of them. That's a fact. You know, I'm telling you personally, I know that they do that. They hate police. And they'll do anything they can to line up in the legislature, in these committees, that they hear these things, the subcommittees that hear these things. They bring in all these people, all these gangsters from Oakland who advocate, the policeman shouldn't be shooting, and the policeman this and that and the other. And what happens, this is what happens. You get, especially this, in that state legislature down there, you talk about race intimidation. And they know this. Once you start bringing in the advocates, the people from Oakland who are predominantly black into these subcommittees, and you line them up along the wall, right, in Senate, line them up along the wall. You know, guys know what I'm talking about down there. You got the two-story, we got people up in the gallery in the top, down the bottom, and you line up all those witnesses. And when all those witnesses are black, what happens? All those assembly members or Senate members, they get intimidated. Especially if you got a gangster who's all tatted up. And he gets up and he speaks. He's kind of looking at him like, you know, he's kind of mean mugging him. And you know what happens? These people, you can hear the sphincters just absolutely tighten up in the seats. See, because they're intimidated by the gangsters. And they know that. This is part of the gig. They do that when they talk about education, discipline, rules, and so on. When they want to change the education codes so that you don't have, you know, you eliminate some of the things, why the suspension codes, willful misconduct. And then they lie about it. Say, oh, you can't suspend for willful misconduct. Defiance of authority. You can't do that. And, of course, no, you usually can't. You can. But, you know, the bottom line is, usually when people are get suspended in schools, it's because of other violations besides willful misconduct and defiance of authority. But no, these people, they come marching in. They want to change the education codes. And they always bring the black gangsters with them. Yeah. And that intimidates them. I know. I've talked about, I've been there. I've seen it. These people get intimidated. Oh. We gotta roll over and do exactly what the gangsters say. That's what happens. In essence, that's what happens. That's why you have all these crazy laws being foisted out there, because the members, the assembly members in those districts, boy, they can get a lot of things going on, like they say, AB 931. That means more police officers killed in the action. That's what it means. That's what it tra- And they want that. The more police officers you can kill in California, the gangsters can kill. See, this is part of this invasion going on in California. It's a bigger picture. It steps out into the, you change the laws so that you can do the replacement ideology, get rid of American citizens of California, regardless of race, in job hiring, because that goes on. A lot of these government agencies, they hire illegal foreign nationals over. They give them preferential treatment. Someday there's going to be a lawsuit about this in California, in which they're going to find out that American citizens are being openly discriminated in job hiring in government positions. And who gets the jobs? Well, you know, the gangsters. And because the gangsters will, coming across the border, of course, there's gangsters, they're gangsters. And what do they do in a government position? Well, they corrupt themselves. Bell Gardens, anybody? We've seen it down there, in Southern California in particular, in the city centers and urban Los Angeles. A lot of corruption down there, just like Mexico. By the way, 114 politicians have been killed in this election cycle. Did you know that? 114 politicians who are trying to exercise, you know, and run for office in Mexico, in various offices all throughout Mexico, 114 have been assassinated. That's what's coming across the border right now. That's what's infiltrating into California, is that mentality, that ideology, which I'm building, of course, for the, we come back from the break. We're going to read the grievance that was done yesterday, and you're going to be able to connect the dots nicely as to why this grievance has come out, grievance number 22, by the way. What was it, 18 counties read and 11 states reading yesterday. That's quite a significant number that read our grievance. Grievance number 22 against the state of California. And you're going to see this level of corruption. But this has been going on for a long time. We were seeing this whole stunt being pulled back. Oh, who is that guy who's on CNN? Is that the communist that's on CNN all the time? Oh, I can't remember. His name sort of slips me now. And then you have other communist legislators. By the way, a lot of these people are featured in Trevor Loudon books, you know, about communists within and things like that. The enemy within. They're there. I'm not making it up. Blatant communism by despicable human beings in the legislature. We'll be back.
Heathen doing the UN, one community at a time. It's Paul Preston.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, plaster gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Calusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
Broadcasting the truth about what's really going on. It's Agenda 21 with Paul Preston.
And we're back here on Agenda 21 Radio. Remember to visit our website, agenda21radio.news. Right to voice, your alternative to Facebook. You want freedom of speech. You really do want it. Well, right to voice will protect it. Right, the number two, voice.com. Right, the number two, voice.com. Also, MyPillow, promo code AGENDA. 800-266-4715 for all of your specials. Go there right now. That's AGENDA is the promo code for your discount. MyPillow. Nothing like a MyPillow, by the way. If you ever slept on a MyPillow, or you have not slept on one, boy, oh boy, oh boy, do you need to learn to have one? I mean, they're just absolutely fabulous. And I've got dos. I've got two. So anyway, I put my little head down at night, and boy, do I go right to sleep. Right to sleep. Okay, so we've got the situation going on at the borders. All the things happening there. And, of course, a lot of people don't understand what's really happening internally in California and also throughout the United States, because the gangsters are here. The gangsters have infiltrated. And, of course, that's been part of the whole thing with the invasion. They had to get Obama in there as a president so that they could have this sort of, like, invasion things, you know, that are going on. We just talked about what the crazy things going on in California. Of course, the legislature is totally infested with radical communists in California. And, of course, you have a communist governor, you know, and a monoparty system. What else could you ask for? And the system meets, the legislature meets, 11 months out of the year. Now, what could possibly go wrong with that? What kind of laws could you possibly get there, right? I mean, seriously. What possible things could go wrong with that? Well, I mean, there's a lot of things that could go wrong with that. Obviously, there's a lot of things that could go wrong with that. And, of course, people don't understand how that whole thing works. And you should. You really should look for some sort of level of understanding on that, about how it works and why it's so degrading to all of us. And why some people just don't feel like, there's nothing wrong. There's nothing wrong here. Really? There's nothing wrong here? Right. Mm-hmm. Well, there's plenty wrong here, and that's the point behind all of it. There's absolutely plenty wrong. And, of course, that's why we are forming New California, so that we can address the plenty that is wrong, right? I mean, come on, give me a break. So what we have done is we've declared ourselves independent, and that was January 15th, and that was this year. And then we started off on this venture of 40 grievances for 40 weeks. And it's worked out really, really well. It really has. And yesterday, I can't remember the days, blurring together. You know when you're enjoying life and having too much fun when everything blurs together, right? Everything blurring together. So we read yesterday grievance number 22. And kind of an interesting little grievance going on there. To say the least, but we wrote this grievance, little historical piece going on here. We wrote this grievance because we wanted to highlight to everybody what is really truly the plight of what is going on in California, and some very, very pointed warnings that we put out. And we definitely need to have help with this. The first thing I want to introduce to you, though, is the preamble of the new state of California Constitution. And then we'll get right into the grievance directly. This is from the preamble that was approved and authorized last Saturday by the New California State counties. It says, "We, the representatives of the underside counties within the state of California, seeking a Republican form of government, protect against foreign invasion and domestic violence guaranteed by Article 4, Section 4 of the United States Constitution, and all privileges and immunities of the citizens of the several states guaranteed by Article 4, Section 2 of the United States Constitution, resolve to establish New California as a fully vested state of the Union in the United States of America." That's from the preamble. Let's get into the grievance, though, the nuts and bolts of the grievance. Grievance number 22. This is our complaint against the state of California as the county, 44 counties, by the way. "The people of California are suffering from a tyrannical communist state government which fails to provide a Republican form of governance, enables and supports across its southern borders the invasion of the United States of America by illegal foreign nationals, and protects vicious criminals who commit outrageous acts of violence upon the citizens of America, all caused by a government of and for a monoparty system led by a tyrannical dictator." Declaration of Grievance. "The United States shall guarantee to every state in the Union a Republican form of government and shall protect each of them against invasion and on application of the legislature or of the executive, when the legislature cannot be convened, against domestic violence." That has been sitting in the Constitution here since 1793. Did you know that? It's been a long time, huh? And this is our specific complaint about this. Failure of the government of California to protect against invasion. The communist California governor, the communist monoparty system working side by side with local communist officials, have used the tools of government to open the southern border of California and entice vicious criminal organizations from throughout Mexico, Honduras, El Salvador, and Central and South American countries. Over the years, the net effect of these vicious criminal gangs flooding across the southern border has been to destroy the sovereignty of California as a state and threaten the union of the United States of America. Cartel tradecraft such as beheadings, torture, and mass murders that one sees in Mexico and other Central and South American countries is now a clear and present threat in California. Reports by rural California citizens who have been doing battle in rural California with the cartels over illegal drug grows are now reporting the open slaughter of livestock in which cattle are being shot in the stomach and left to die agonizing deaths just for the sake of torture to the animal. The open slaughter of livestock has now become commonplace in the cartel lands occupied by illegal foreign nationals. Most concerning is the use of chainsaws by these cartels to dismember cattle alive and then leaving the cattle to die and decompose. In Mexico and other Central American and Central and South American countries, these tradecraft tactics are used on humans. Will this tradecraft be applied to California citizens next? Threats, murders, and attacks have been escalating for more than 10 months as numerous criminal organizations throughout Mexico seek to impact the upcoming Mexican elections. To date, 114 politicians and candidates have been murdered since the electoral cycle began in September of 2017. The question is, will the cartels apply their murderous tradecraft to California politicians in the upcoming election? Clearly, the California communist governor and monoparty system are aware of this sort of cartel tradecraft being used in California rural communities. Yet, these same officials open the southern border and invite a border invasion of millions for the sake of destroying the sovereignty of the United States of America. Using Marxist-Leninist and Maoist revolutionary tactics, the communist California governor monoparty system and local government officials support and celebrate these tactics as a means to introduce and subvert all aspects of California government and civil society in an attempt to destroy the state of California and break down the sovereignty of the Union of the United States of America. Acts of secession. Therefore, the California communist government, in conjunction with the Communist State Executive Institute, wherever the current communist governor has usurped power, has created a reign of terror on United States citizens living in California with the intent to secede from the United States of America and thus destroy the very union of states which gives us our liberty and freedom. Abdication of authority. Betrayal by the sitting communist governor of California, the monoparty legislature, and local elected officials is evidence of abdication of the responsibilities of authority and sovereignty over the state and citizens of the United States living in California. This concludes these proceedings.
Regulated militia is necessary to the security of a free state. The right of the people to keep and bear arms shall not be infringed. At Shooter's Paradise, we support and supply that right. Shop online at either shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com to see our huge inventory and great prices. That's shootersparadiseonline.us or theshootingstore.com and enter the zip code 95993 to shop with Shooter's Paradise.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, $10,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Red State Talk Radio is now available as a voice command on your Amazon Echo and Echo Dot by simply saying, Alexa, play Red State Talk Radio.
Red State Talk Radio on TuneIn.
Turn to every single American. Now, we've been hearing all these stories about sanctuary cities that...
You can now find us on the Amazon Echo and Echo Dot, on TuneIn, on iHeartRadio, and we also have the phone apps in the App Store for your particular phone. And just in case we activated your Echo Dot, Alexa, stop.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a pill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Reminder, phone lines are open at 215-867-8255. That's 215-867-8255, and that is 215-TOP-TALK. 215-TOP-TALK. We'll see if our systems are up and running. And anyway, I want to say thank you for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. We're one of the top-rated radio shows on digital talk radio, and we really, really appreciate that. Also to our sponsors, Right to Voice, right in the number 2voice.com. Your alternative to those censoring our freedom of speech on the internet, Right to Voice, Right to Voice.com. Right in the number 2voice.com. Okay, so we're talking about the monoparty legislature here in California and the things they are doing to you, and we want to make sure that that doesn't happen. And also sort of give you an update on what is going on with New California. I think it's probably pretty apparent that things are definitely changing. Things are definitely happening. And we really do appreciate all the support that we're getting. And, of course, the big conflation that's going on between the Tim Draper program and what is going on with our program. And, you know, it's kind of interesting. I really believe that the news is really trying to conflate because they're confused about our program and what is Tim Draper's program. That is a fact. That's a fast fact. And we're straightening that out, actually, here on Agenda 21 Radio and also with New California. And every time I start to, or we get on the air and we talk about this on radio and stuff like that, we sort it out very, very quickly. And the host of the shows... It's kind of, most people really, because of our education system, it has not been teaching the Constitution. There's no question about that. We've sort of stopped that. I would say I saw indications of this, and I was fighting against it as administrator, in the 90s, actually. We don't need U.S. government anymore, and we don't have to talk about Constitution. If we do talk about Constitution, it's going to be slanted about what the Constitution really is. You know, now what we have is we have critical race theory being promulgated throughout the system, which, of course, is what Andrew Breitbart died for. Andrew Breitbart was going to out the whole thing about... And just... Oh, by the way, he dies the day before, or the hours before he's supposed to have a press conference about this. Right. Yeah, just one of those drop-dead moments, right? By another personality out there trying to get the information out to the people, what the administration's up to and the trajectory of totalitarianism. And I think that was March 1st, 2012, is when that happened. That's when Andrew Breitbart died. It was like 18 minutes after midnight or something when he was found dead across the street from a bar that he had been frequenting and had some wine, and all of a sudden, boom, shazam, he's down. And anyway, so the bad thing, of course, was that all of what he was about to announce to everybody actually came true, that they shut him out, and a lot of people didn't get the news and information out about what it was. I know Joe Pollock and others at Breitbart were trying to disseminate the information about this critical race theory, which was promulgated by Derek Bell, a racist bigot at Harvard University. Oh, they have racist bigots at Harvard University. He was black. He actually, of course, he passed away sometime early on in the Obama administration. He actually visited the White House and met with Obama several times during the early days of Obama's administration. Like I said, Derek Bell passed away, and he was the one that was saying things about critical race theory. Now, critical race theory says this, that the founding fathers who wrote the Constitution, Declaration of Independence, because they owned slaves, that they were racist bigots, basically. Of course, they wrote one of the most freedom-giving documents ever to be written in mankind history. But, you know, if you are a racist and you want to divide and conquer as a communist might, as a totalitarian might, you're going to use race as a dividing device. You know, it's divide and conquer. It's a basic thing. So using race is not necessarily difficult to do, right? Well, you got white skin, you got brown skin, you got green skin, you got blue skin, you got purple skin, you got polka dots all over, you got all kinds of things going on out there. You can do that. And, of course, by ethnicity, of course, there's another way you divide populations up. So critical race theory said this. The institutions that sprang forth from the Declaration of Independence and from the Constitution, from the Bill of Rights, since they were those documents, the founding documents, all written by white guys, then they're inherently racist. And so, therefore, anything that springs from them, like institutions, even buildings, are racist. And so that ideology has been foisted upon our schooling system starting in the 90s and 80s and really got into full force here with Obama through the universities, then through massive amounts of money going into in-servicing programs and so on like that, through the K-12 programs, Common Core being part of that whole thing, right? And the takeover of public education as they foisted the public education willingly, states went along with it, thinking that's the right thing to do. The federal government has the answer to all of our problems because why? We were being starved for cash. And this is what was going on in the early 90s, or excuse me, early 2000s, 2010, and really came to life in 2009 and 10 with Common Core, which is a total mess. And it's a system by which, it's a perfect, I guess you would say, communist system of education. Well, it's been rejected soundly by a lot of different places, but a lot of places have glommed on to the tenets of the racial aspects of it through critical race theory. That is a problem. And that's why we see so many people talking about, oh, I'm a white guy and I have white privilege because my friends and city councils and everything, they tell me I have white privilege. That's where that all comes from. Now, in California, whites don't have any privileges. And again, I'm going to extrapolate it to the proper perspective here. It's not only whites, it's American citizens. And I want to make that very clear. And we're not being racist here. We're just pointing out a fact that the psychology, not just the psychology, but the plan to destroy California and the sovereignty of this nation is to use critical race theory as a wedge point. But see, in California, they've extrapolated it beyond white. They've plugged in that you're a racist if you're an American citizen, no matter what your color is. Go figure. And of course, illegal foreign nationals are your replacements. Thank you very much. We'll be back.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
Tired of paying outrageous prices for Viagra? Well, we have great news for you. Now you can finally get Viagra at huge discounts. Healthy Man allows you to save up to $500 on Viagra. Why pay U.S. pharmacy prices of $15 per pill or more when you can get Viagra for less than $3 a pill? Call today and get 40 Viagra pills for only $99. This can cost as much as $600 at your local pharmacy. You can't afford not to call us. If you want Viagra at the lowest prices, never pay $15 a pill. Bill pharmacy prices again. Get Viagra for less than $3 a bill. Call 1-800-558-7297 today and save up to $500 and get 40 pills for just $99. Healthy Man is fast, easy, and affordable. Operators are waiting at 1-800-558-7297 to take your call right now. Call 1-800-558-7297. That's 1-800-558-7297. Again, 1-800-558-7297.
Attention business owners and independent contractors. This is a money-saving message from Tax Mediation Services. If your business owes $20,000 or more in taxes, we can help you today, right now. Listen, dealing with the IRS is no picnic. It's an intimidating and extremely stressful process, and you don't want to go it alone. Our attorneys know every law, every tax break, and every possible opportunity to help you resolve and reduce your tax debt. And if you owe more than $20,000, you may be at the top of their hit list. So don't take your tax debt lightly, because it will not go away on its own. The IRS can seize your bank accounts, your home, and even shut down your business. Call our tax experts today at 1-800-711-5095 and let us deal with the IRS while you focus on your business. That's 1-800-711-5095. Again, that's 800-711-5095.
Do you have a treasure box of coins, jewelry, silverware? Ever wonder if they have any value? We offer friendly, free, fair appraisals and pay cash on the spot.
Bring them to your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion, by the 10th Street Bridge. Always buying and selling gold, silver, and platinum jewelry, U.S. and foreign coins, sterling silverware, placer gold.
It's a great time to make some extra cash and invest in bullion, junk silver, gold and silver ingots, eagles, and maple leaves. We specialize in all precious metals. And for you coin collectors,
and for those just starting,
we have a wide selection of type coins and currency. We're PCGS and NGC affiliated. So swing by your local coin shop, Yuba City Coin and Bullion.
438 Colusa Highway by the 10th Street Bridge. Friendly service, fair prices. Yuba City Coin and Bullion. 755 Coin.
You're listening to Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio. Stay tuned for more of Paul Preston's Agenda 21 Radio.
My best friend, my rock, my son, Dominic, my only child, was also killed by an illegal immigrant. I call them illegal aliens.
Take off the tinfoil hat and put on the Kevlar. It's time for battle. It's Paul Preston and the Agenda 21 Show.
And welcome back to Agenda 21 Radio. Right now we have Dane Sensor on. And Dane, we only have a minute. What do you say for yourself?
Paul, here's what I want to say. So many Californians, so little time to understand them. However, the California people are about to be enlightened and educated on which way they need to go. And that is newstatecalifornia.com.
Yeah, newcaliforniastate.com. Newcaliforniastate.com.
Correct.
Yeah. And listen, I'm sorry we didn't get to you sooner. A little bit of a glitch going on here with the, you know how computers are. They can be kind of a little bit finicky. But anyway, a lot of things going on in your county. I know that you had some meetings and some radio things going on. A lot of deciphering going on for people down there in San Luis Obispo, correct?
Yeah, there's so much confusion. We were on the radio yesterday, We made a lot of progress in straightening out who's who. And for a matter of time, the people will know and have the knowledge and be enlightened which way to go, because it's not going to be Tim Draper's three-state, three-ring circus.
No, it's not. Listen, Nate, thanks for being with us, buddy. Really appreciate it.
Thank you.
Okay, ladies and gentlemen, thanks for listening to Agenda 21 Radio. Remember, write to voice, write to, write in the number two, voice.com for your alternative to Facebook and censorship. Anyway, remember to visit our website at agenda21radio.news and also newcaliforniastate.com. And remember, as I say at this time of the radio show, stay strong, America, stay strong. We are exceptional Americans.
We're sending out an SOS to the last vestiges of freedom, democracy, and the American way of life. Paul Preston with Agenda 21.
This is AENN, American Exceptionalism News Network.